But now we're talking about forest health and wildfires. Some experts say the Northwest is facing a forest health crisis. Hot and dry conditions, along with diseased and dying forests, leave the West with massive wildfires each summer. In eastern Washington state, for example, the Department of Natural Resources says there are 2.7 million acres of unhealthy forests. That's about twice the size of Delaware. That led to 800 fires last year, and that burned about 400,000 acres in Washington, and the cost, $130 million. So what can Washington and Idaho do to slow the spread of wildfires and restore our forests back to health? Hillary Franz is the Washington Commissioner of Public Lands. She's on a mission to actively manage Washington's forests, and she's here with us today to talk about her state's 20-year forest health plan. Welcome, Hillary.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So how bad is the problem? We gave a statistical overview. What's it like from your chair?
From my chair, I came into office about 18 months ago and recognized that we were seeing more significant wildfires. Last year, we had 830 wildfires in Washington State. This year alone, we've already had over 1,100, and we're literally only halfway through our fire season. This could be one of our worst wildfire seasons on record. I immediately began looking at, well, what is causing these wildfires? And obviously, we're seeing hotter, drier temperatures throughout the Northwest, which is clear that it's having an impact. But in addition to that, we do have 2.7 million acres of forest in eastern Washington alone that are in poor health, dying due to disease, drought, insect infestation. And this is a problem that's been 50-plus years in the making. And so we have set out to, over the next 20 years, treat 1.25 million acres, about 70,000 acres a year, to help restore these forests to become more resilient in the face of hotter, drier temperatures and wildfires.
So 70,000 acres a year, that's a huge impact, but I imagine that also is an impact to the coffers. Last decade, you spent about $1 billion fighting wildfires. What kind of resources do you have to address this issue?
Yeah, so it was actually $1 billion over just the last 5 years.
Ah.
It's even more significant. And so we realized that for us to reduce the cost of wildfire suppression, we need to get in there and begin doing forest health treatment. It is not going to be cheap. It is going to cost us at least about $70 million to get the program up and going and treat 70,000 acres a year. But we believe we will get more value off restoring that because the cost of fighting fires is more significant. We can also be able to remove some of the smaller diameter trees and be able to actually build product from that that goes into our buildings, so we can actually make it an economic opportunity. But it will have a cost at first as we build that program out.
Well, let's look at the return on investment, and I'm just doing some quick math here. If the legislator allocates, you said, $70 million eventually, for every $1 million you spend on restoring the forest, maybe you generate, what, $5 million in economic returns? How does that work?
Well, we haven't done the mathematical formula for this because, first of all, we're just trying to make sure we're reducing the not only the public health and safety issues that wildfire presents, but also that cost. And for us, we believe that we will reduce significantly the cost of wildfire suppression through forest health treatment. We also believe that as we get the program up and running, and we had one person to do forest health basically in Washington State about 2 years ago within our agency. We are rapidly growing and expanding that. As we do that, we will be able to bring the cost of fire down, and we'll be able to bring the economies of scale in that will reduce the amount of money up front to build that program.
And you're confident about this program, adding resources, adding staff. Again, we're speaking with Hillary Franz, that's the Washington Commissioner of Public Lands, about forest health and wildfires. I asked for your comments on Twitter. Hashtag Idaho Matters is the way to do that. That's hashtag Idaho Matters. Well, here's the question. Is this transferable? What can Idaho learn from this program?
So this is definitely transferable. Idaho's been doing a lot of work already within forest health through the Good Neighbor Authority with the federal government.
What's that?
So let me take Washington State. We have 2.7 million acres of forest that are in poor health. About half of that is federal lands. So this is not just a state responsibility. It very much has a responsibility for our federal government. And then we have another portion of it is tribal and private lands. We believe that if we're already on the ground doing forest health treatment on our state lands, let us be able to walk across the boundary line to our federal lands and do similar treatments and get more efficiencies and economy scale by having our people already on the ground. ground. So we signed an agreement in March of 2017 with the U.S. Forest Service that will now enable us to do contracts with the federal government on forest health treatment that will then generate, as we do that treatment, we'll be able to generate revenue from that project that will go into a revolving loan program that will enable us to keep doing more forest health treatments. This year alone, we have five contracts in all five national forests in Washington State through that Good Neighbor Authority. So for us, we're looking at this at a watershed level, that we're going to do forest health treatments not specific to who owns the land, but what are the high priority zones based on the health of those forests and the close proximity to communities, and then begin to do those treatments that are specific to that area. I think Idaho has already made advancements within the Good Neighbor Authority. For us, the 20-year plan is about making a commitment to the public and saying, we understand the problem. It's going to take us a while to get there. We want to partner with the legislature in our state that funds this work, and with the community and with our federal and tribal partners, to begin treating 70,000 acres every year and show that we can be accountable and that it will be a return on investment for local economies and for local communities and reduce the overall cost for wildfire.
Well, as you say, as Commissioner of Public Lands in neighboring Washington, you, quote, understand the problem. And there's still a debate, and you even hear it on this airwaves, about the benefits of certain features of handling this issue. For example, we've heard people say cattle grazing reduces fuel loads for wildfires. What's your take on that topic?
So, obviously, this fire season, I've heard a lot about goats in the woods and cattle in the woods. We are bringing a suite of different approaches in this, you know, so everything from getting in and doing selective thinning that reduces the smaller trees that are fighting with the larger trees for resources like water and sun. We're going to get in and do more prescribed burn, which helps build a more resilient landscape. And we also will bring in, and we already are bringing in cattle. We haven't done goats yet, to my knowledge, but that is becoming a debate in Washington State of whether, but to be able to reduce that fuel load that is on the forest floor.
Hillary, you mentioned prescribed burns, and it seems to be more evidence that fighting fire with fire, as opposed to the old ways of stopping every fire, is now more common. Is that what you're finding as well?
Yeah, so obviously wildfire and fire is a natural part of our... We've had fire on the landscape for centuries. We began fighting fire across this state and the nation in suppression. As a result, wildfire now hits a lot of our area that is dying and dead, and quickly we'll have a one-acre fire spread to 70,000 acres within just an hour, a few hours. For us, we believe fire is a natural part that should be brought back in to make those forests more resilient. We believe we can do better management of fire when it's in under the conditions we prefer, which is those, you know, wet winter, fall months, as well as spring, where we can contain it and control it. Unlike what we're seeing right now, where we've had basically 96% of our state is in a drought, and we have had over 70 days with no moisture in both the eastern and western part of the state. Those are not conducive for good fire conditions. And another key part of this is if we bring fire back into the forest, we have to be very thoughtful about where we're doing it. We are seeing, obviously, more and more people moving into the forests. As a result, the natural fires that would have been there, we're having to put out to protect people. And that means that the natural component of let the fires burn anywhere is okay isn't okay, because it threatens people and their homes.
As you said, it was has been a fire year, and in your state, in eastern Washington, I think last week it was, one of the smokiest areas in the country was the area in and around Spokane. Well, now you have a program. This is a preview of what's coming up next on the program about fighting fires. You have a program where prison inmates fight fires. How long has that been going on?
So this has actually been going on since 1957, our CAMPS program. It's obviously growing, expanding, because wildfire is becoming more prevalent part of our reality in Washington State. Currently, we have five CAMPS program. I have 300 firefighters in the CAMPS program that are fighting fires currently. That's 300 of my total 3,500 firefighters that are on our landscape This year, they put in over 100,000 hours alone fighting fires. And our CAMPS program is pretty built out in the sense that during fire season, they're out fighting fires. And then in the off season, they're actually doing forest health treatments, back to the forest health and trying to create more resilient landscapes. They're out there treating the forest and helping reduce the fuel load. And even this last year, we had a very significant flood in northeastern Washington, where the flood of the river got so bad that it was flowing into the homes and the city streets. And our CAMPS program came out. We sent 150 of our own firefighters and 150 of the CAMPS crew out to help fill sandbags and prevent that river from ruining people's homes.
Hillary, we're going to dive into this in the next segment and actually talk to some folks on the front line. But first, this program gets 300 firefighters of 3,500. They're out there. They're cooking. They're cutting lines. They're doing stuff in the off season. Would you call it a success?
I would call it a success. We believe this is a huge program that has double benefits. One, it has a benefit of really being able to train and get work experience for our inmates and be able to move them out into the field and reduce the recidivism rate. We've actually hired a number of people from our CAMPS crew that work in dispatch and are on our fire line after they get out. And then in addition to it, obviously, we are very much limited in having enough firefighters. This year, especially being a significant year, we compete with states like California and Oregon and Idaho to get firefighters. If we can actually get people who are in our community, who know our community, and we can train them and be able to then have them, after they've been trained and they get out, come back to work for us or work for our local fire districts, it is a huge win for our state and for our communities.
We've been speaking with Hillary Franz, the Washington Commissioner of Public Lands, about forest health and wildfires.